It's Let's Talk here on a Wednesday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. Steve Samsel joins us in studio this morning. We will have some open phone time coming up a bit later. First of all, Mr. Samsel, thanks for taking the time. Always good to see you, man.
You as well. Good morning. Good morning.
Welcome, good morning. Man. Good morning. Scott always likes to ask, give us a little background, introduce yourself for folks that that don't know who you are, and I feel like most in our audience probably have a pretty good feel.
I wear a lot of hats. My full-time job is at Penn State as a PR guy for the College of Communications, the Belisario College. I'm a recovering sports writer, worked at the CDT, worked in Pittsburgh for 10 years, and I'm here today, I guess, wearing a hat where I do a blog and a podcast with a young Penn State alum who's as old as one of my daughters. It's called Stuff Summers Says, S-T-U-F-F, Summers, S-O-M-E-R-S, Stuff Summers Says. I reached out to him during the pandemic and said, hey, Darren, have you ever done a podcast? Like, what would you think? And he's like, with who? I'm like, what about me? Like, you know, and we kind of just have had fun for the past 5 years of sports businessy stuff, Penn State off-field stuff, media stuff, like Penn State from that perspective, which is what we enjoy and is kind of a fun way to look at it. And our latest endeavor, our first time, is as a Penn State Sports Hall of Fame. Like, who would be in it? If you had to, there's not one. But who'd be in it if you had a chance to name it? We asked our people, and we got nominations. We have 40 nominations now. You have until March 31st to vote online and to get us down to 15, and that will be the inaugural class, air quotes, in the Penn State Sports Hall of Fame.
You know, it is interesting. As I was going through, we were just kicking this around a little bit, coming back from Philadelphia, on the names that are out there, and the legacies that are out there. I mean, the difficulty, and listen, we have this. I'm on the very fortunate to be on the board for the Center County Sports Hall of Fame. And honestly, the toughest thing about that is, like, there are, and I'm not exaggerating, there are literally hundreds of people that I'm like, well, they need to be in. It's like, well, we can't inaugurate hundreds in the annual classes, and it's like, all right, so you're trying to narrow it down. Honestly, like, if you just start with the history, obviously Penn State football, many very familiar with, but when you start going through the history of, like, men's gymnastics here at Penn State, it is unbelievable. Track and field, and Barney Ewell, if Ewell is not, I know he's in the list of finalists, if he is not one of then it's just because of ignorance, and I mean that in the truest word, like people just don't know, and if you don't know, you ought to go back and look up, because Lou Prado, who unfortunately we lost way too soon, and probably should be on the list here in future classes for sure. I know Fran Fisher is on this year's class, but Lou, in terms of a contributor to Penn State and somebody that just knew the ins and outs, but Lou said, "Listen, Barty Ewell, like, think Jesse Owens and." That's Barney Ewell. Like, that dude was crazy, crazy good. And if you don't know the history there of Barney Ewell, worth looking up, because he was a special individual. But then you start going through, again, women's volleyball, women's soccer, obviously wrestling. Getting to 15 is insane.
No, it's 31 varsity sports, and they've been competing since the 1800s, right?
Yeah.
And the genesis of this actually was a class assignment. I teach a 400-level sports communications class, so sports PR. And I needed a final project last fall. I'm like, what could we do? What could these?
Yeah,
so we did the Sports Hall of Fame. And so they came with names, and they had, there was a lot of recency bias there, right? There was none of the old folks, right? So I went back and we educated. But the challenge is, okay, what's the number? And they kind of got us this 15 number through their work, because if you have to have an event, right? How many people can you induct? Is there a public event? Is there a private event? Where is it at? Like, so for those students, that's the final project, soup to nuts.
Love
give
it.
Me like an 8-page thing. And one kid actually used it for a job interview as a presentation for the Eagles or the Pirates. Like, here's one of the things I did with my work, right?
Wow.
And so
I love it.
It's been good that way. So we just build it out from Darian. And there's certainly some people missing, and 15 is not going to be enough, but it's a fun thought exercise, and it's it's fun as opposed to, hey, I don't like you, let's talk about this.
Yeah.
Now, there are some rules, right, Steve? If someone goes online, we'll tell you how to do that, to vote. There are some rules. That
no active coaches is the big rule, right? So when Kale says he's done, he's going in the next day, right? Like, for the people to look at this list, they're going to...
I was wondering.
Yes. No active coaches, and student athletes had to be 4 years out, I think is what we said. So that gets some of the recency bias out for some folks. And then the nominations, yeah, there's a problem. I mean, I think the 2012 folks have said, hey, why nobody from 2012 for football, right? Like, in terms of saving the program. And I get that, but maybe foundationally there's some other stuff before that. And maybe Susan Robinson on this list, right? In terms of, we have Susie, we have Kelly for basketball. And I think that's your view on it. When I was a student, Susie McConnell was the best basketball player on campus, male or female. No doubt about it.
Yes.
And Kelly's group sold out the Jordan Center, right?
Yeah.
So there's two different ways to look at it. And Susan was the national player of the year, right? So it's just, and that's just that sport, along with 30 others.
Yeah. And listen, Khadijah Herbert, I mean, you start going through, again, you could do it with each of these sports to probably come up with 15 and have trouble even whittling that down. So it is fun. I think... for me, some of the, like, Joe Paterno, whatever you think, and if you think negatively, you need to do more research. But,
was class.
Yeah.
That, when they went through the thought exercise of when can a student be eligible, okay, it's 4 years. What about coaches? Sure, coaches are eligible. And they talked through, and I waited a couple beats, and then the light bulb started going off, and they said, well, what about Coach Paterno? I'm like, well, what about? Like, what do you mean? Right. And from the PR perspective and what they've heard, they're like, well, how do we? I'm like, okay, this is part of your assignment then.
Yeah.
As part of your assignment, you're going to write a press release, you're going to bias everybody, and maybe give your person talking points about why this was selected to prepare your executive or whoever your spokesperson is. So it was great. Yes, no doubt he's there. But maybe part of the reason, and I don't know because I'm not close enough to athletics, but I think I've heard that this went down the path in real life, and part of it was transition of administrations, what do we do with Joe, and it just didn't happen in a class. I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah. Yeah, to me, Barney Yule and Joe Paterno are the most obvious must-haves. Gene Whetstone would be pretty high next on that list. To me, would be a have to in that inaugural 15. I guess, do you want to go through the list? I know it's you can get it online.
It's online. There's 40 from A to W. So Jesse Arnell, LeVar Arrington, Horace Ashenfelter, Saquon Barkley, Joe Bautista, might be recency bias there. He called to complain about not being there. Didn't think he should be. Taylor Battle, Todd Blackledge, John Capoletti, Kajana Carter, Shane Conlon, Barney Yule, Nicole Fawcett, Candy Finroca, Fran Fisher, Harry Groves, Jack Ham, Micah Hancock, Krista Armato, Franco Harris, Megan Hodge, Allie Krieger, Levi Lamb, Kelly Mazzani, Susie McConnell, Carrie McCoy, Char Moret, Alyssa Nair, Bo Nichols, Micah Parsons, Joe Paterno, Paul Posluszny, Zane Rutherford, Raquel Rodriguez, Russ Rose, Ed Ruth, David Taylor, Blair Thomas, Wally Triplett, Kurt Warner, and Gene Whetstone. And we're going to get down to 15.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fun to think about. I mean, even running backs, like the students were very, Saquon, I'm like, you know who else has played running back at this place, right? No disrespect to Saquon, but go ahead and make me a Mount Rushmore of running backs, and you can make an argument that maybe you can't make a strong argument that Saquon doesn't make the list, but some older people might say, really? I mean, so that's what, it's fun. And I hope people embrace it and engage it, and if we can facilitate a little enjoyment, that's part of it. We do this just for kicks, and if we can provide some enjoyment for people, that's wonderful.
Yeah. No, it's a cool exercise. It's a cool opportunity.
So where do you find this, Steve?
So online, it's Stuff Summer Says, StuffSummerSays.com, or Steve Samsel on Twitter and Facebook, and I've shared it out there. Share it with friends and family. You can vote till March 31st. Darian, whose real job is in paid social media, neither one of us is an accountant, but he's got a spreadsheet set up, so hopefully he'll count the votes, and if we have a lot to count, that would be a great problem.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, then what happens after March 31st?
Darian's a pretty creative dude. I think we're going to have a part of the website. I wouldn't be surprised if he found a way to like take pictures of them and make little online busts, right?
Yeah,
and this, and they would have, we would have a little Penn State Sports Hall of Fame, and then we'll revisit this next year with a second class of maybe 10 or whatever that number is that we come up with. So I think as long as we just haven't stopped having fun with this, and if it's there and it sparks an idea in reality for someone, great. But I assume I'd be shocked if Darian doesn't have a Hall of Fame up and we roll out online in a couple weeks after this is over.
This belongs over at the All Sports Museum. There's got to be some display in there.
Yeah, well, this isn't an official Penn State thing, but maybe from your mouth to God's ears. And because I think it's a positive thing. It's a fun thing. It's a thing that fans debate and can engage in. And if someone along the line says, hey, we should have done that, I don't. We're just glad that we're doing it for ourselves, and if it happens in reality, that's super.
Yeah.
I mean, I was looking at the list, and, yeah, I'm just thinking, okay, there's a couple folks on here. They're locks. They should just get automatic induction. And, of course, Joe Paterno's at the top of that list. Yep. He should be a lock.
Yep. No, I would. I'd be surprised if they aren't, right?
So, if I can say, all right, on your website, you got the list of names. Okay, there they are. And, again, I knew all the names, but there are some people like Gene Whetstone. Who's that? Maybe a little.
Yeah, and we talked about
like
that.
A it's bio just, or
right,
something?
Right, and we probably maybe some links. Like, there's some ways to improve the process. So, we'll see. Because that was the thing with class. The students didn't know, right? And that was their assignment, was to give me a bio. And I think for Derry and I, there's a bias that we kind of know who they are. And I think we think our audience probably knows for the most part. But also, to your point, maybe not. So, we'll see.
And probably people know, this is sad to say, but it's true, they know the male athletes better than they know the female athletes.
Some of them. In the past 20 years or so, maybe that's changed.
Yeah.
For me, Susie was the best. Susie might have been the most well-known athlete on campus at that time because the wrestlers weren't super strong. But, and as much as we've invested at Penn State, not we there, invested in women's sport and done that, I think it's maybe better here than some other places. But I don't. There's some people who probably only know
some of the guys. Yeah, but I think I think back to, like, women's volleyball, like, their star players are pretty well known on campus, and I think even the general Penn State fans that are maybe don't follow those sports, it's like, well, yeah, but I'm certainly familiar with, you know, Megan.
Well, I mean, even Shar, right, who was an Olympian as a student, right? Like,
yeah,
that's somebody that might fall through the cracks, and people might look at her as a coach, but she was an Olympian until they said they weren't going to the Olympics. And
well,
now she's coached forever.
And one of the things I think with the parameters on this, which I think is interesting, because I think Franco's on the list, right?
But probably more so for
right.
Than those, yes,
but
right.
It's supposed to be for their Penn State careers
right.
Only that they're being recognized,
right?
Which I think is interesting.
Yeah, I meant Shar was good enough to be in the Olympics. Not that, yeah, right.
No.
And Jack Ham may have come back on the list because of the broadcasting career for 2.5 decades. Not that he wasn't good, but it certainly doesn't hurt
well,
him in terms
of Penn
State.
So this is, I think, just one of the interesting discussion points. Because with the Center County Sports Hall of Fame, we have there are contributors. So not necessarily coaches or athletes, but people who have spent decades making major contributions to sports here in this area, and I'm thinking particularly here, although I could name about five other people very quickly, but like Spider Caldwell would be, you ask any, I mean, Goon Conlon, I do the shows with on Tuesdays and Thursdays, you ask him what he thinks of when he thinks of Penn State football, Joe Paterno 1, Spider Caldwell's 2. Like, I mean, with that, so there's also, I mean, I think we think of coaches and athletes, and understandably and rightfully so, but, man, there are a lot of people. You go through some of the athletic directors that we've had, but even other administrators, Mary Jo Haverbeck and the impact she made, and I'm going to start. There are
You're
going to
forget
people.
Someone. See,
yes.
That's the problem.
Alan Perry. But, there are, you look at the number of people who have had impacts, like lasting impacts on lives through Penn State athletics, not coaches or athletes. And it, I mean, again, this list is, the issue is going to be there's like, again, hundreds that, like, well, yeah, that's an obvious automatic induction there. And so trying to narrow it down is, again, a fun exercise, but it's like, oh, man, how could you leave off? And you're going to be able to name 30 to 50 people. Like, well, yeah, you're right. Yeah. But, again, we're narrowing it down to 15.
Right, and I think that's my job. And Darian's the tech guy, whatever else. I'll be the complaint department, right?
Yeah.
Like, and build a thick skin that my daughters have, you know, taken the ego away through the years and whatever else. And be just like, oh, yeah, okay, well, sorry, we'll get that fixed. So
Yeah. And, like, I think Ann Carr is not on the list,
no.
right? And so, and again, this is the point, is you can start going through, it's just, and when you look at the impact of athletes after they leave Penn State, and I have no problem with the parameters that are put on, but look at the number of people who have gone on and had, like Mary Ellen Clark, have had wild success above and beyond their Penn State careers, and were successful in their Penn State careers. But then, you know, Franco Harris, I think, again, a good running back at Penn State. I think most would tell you Lydell Mitchell was the better running back in college of the two. But obviously, I mean, the fame that he brought to the university and the contributions above and beyond his athletic career. But again, you can do that with countless individuals.
No, and that's,
here.
That's
and
the
again,
part.
It's fun.
It's. I don't know that we thought it was going to have those many nuances when we first started talking about it, and then you start doing it, like, oh wait, oh yeah. Well, and it's like pushing dominoes, right? If you do this, that's going to happen, right? Well, so we'll see. I mean, we're feeling it out. Nobody else has done it, so we're okay being the guinea pigs and having a little bit of fun, and we'll adjust and adapt. And I'm sure we visit it next year too, as well. And I don't have any doubt. Darian's making. He's pretty cool and pretty creative. Like, I think that it'll be neat to see what he does with when we're done with it and share it online, too.
All right. Steve, the Ironhead is not on the list.
He's still active.
We
have an active enough.
So that's,
Ham's an active enough.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we'll go with
all
that.
Because right. What was it, 38
years? He's already in a couple of
38 years or something that one person claimed you've been announcing wrestling? Or
added a few years there, but...
He's in a couple Hall of Fames already, too. So, you know, I don't want to give him too many things in the mantle ahead of time.
Yeah, his head won't fit through the door.
That's right.
Oh, there you go. All right, now real quick, Steve, where can people find this survey?
StuffSummerSays.com. 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 Or look for Steve Samson on social medias. I've shared it out there. Vote. Tell a friend. Tell us we're wrong, kindly. Tell us we're right, kindly. And we'll have fun with it.
And the voting goes through the end of the month.
It goes through the end. It goes through Monday, March 31st.
Yep.
I assume Darian will tally up stuff on August 7th or so. We'll give us a week to get it cleaned up, get some stuff out there, and announce it and roll it out. Maybe it'll be another week, depending on how much he does with the website, but we'll try to make it sound impressive and exciting when we roll it out.
Yeah. It's fun. And it's fun to think about. The thing I liked just reading through is again, not in a critical way, but it's like you start thinking about the people that aren't on the list that you're like, man, that person should be. And then, again, I started thinking about all of the different individuals, again, not even coaches and athletes, and it's like you start to understand how impressive the historical impact of, again, so many individuals that have been associated with Penn State athletics. And again, just, you know, I have read and heard about, like, you know, Charlie Spidell and, again, Barney Ewell and those individuals. But even, you know, I started covering Penn State really in 88, but following them in the late 70s. And just, like, the people that I know and have gotten to meet and that have, it's like, man, like, it is impressive. The list of individuals, not just sporting accomplishments, but just life accomplishments.
Right, and they were lifelong. They were people who invested in it, right? And they made it their life, which made them
big
special.
Time.
And it was disappointing. I mean, Lou lived out by us for a while in Stormstown, and when he died, like, the night before Darian and I rolled this out, like, we had been talking, and when we were rolling it out, it was just... Because I was so excited to have him talking about it. I'm like, oh, we're going to get Lou. We'll do this. And it was just, it was kind of creepy weird that, like, he died the day before we rolled it out. And it was a bummer. I would have loved to have him share his expertise in this.
Yes. No, and expertise he certainly could provide.
And he would be glad to share it, too, which is the best part about Lou.
Yes, indeed.
All right, last question for me. Now, you know this, right? When you announce the winners next month, there's going to be people that are going to argue with you.
Oh, yeah. As long as they don't call us too many bad names.
I think it's going to be unanimous that all 15 will be.
It'll
be happy. I can't imagine there'll be any.
I am the proud father of two strong, smart young women, and my wife is the smartest person I know. We have not done anything in my house my way in years. Like, they'll say it's not a big deal, and I'm like, well, if it's not a big deal, why can't we do it my way? So I am expecting
I thought there were others that go through this experience. I thought I was the only one.
I'm expecting pushback, but I will hopefully embrace it, and people will say, hey, this is how you can improve it. Make sure they're on the list next year without calling us too many bad names.
There you go. Okay. Well, hey, good luck.
Yeah, have fun with it. Stay out of trouble.
All right. Well, when the announcement comes, obviously send it our way.
We'll let you know,
and we'll have horns and trumpets and hoopla, and whatever. You know. So cool. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you guys very much.
Thank you.